Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Here it is, the Steel Plaza Podcast. YouTube didn't like us. Guess what? You do. And I am going to be joined today by political commentator Fran Petrowski and owner of Custom Spills, which is a great business, and I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit later, and comedian and sometimes flat earther Rayanne Rose is here. So today we were going to discuss the entire crazy audacity that is the Jeffrey Epstein case. The Jeffrey Epstein case, I don't know that I need to explain it because it's everywhere on the news. And if you haven't seen it, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't want to hear it. You've seen it. You know what's going on. Left and right alike agree this was not a suicide. They all agree this was not a suicide. So let's get into some of the oddities and some of the details.
Let's start with the first suicide attempt. The first suicide attempt was on July 23rd. They found marks around his neck. Didn't explain where they came from or why. He was placed on suicide watch. Then he was mysteriously taken off suicide watch, which is not protocol, according to sources, from actual correctional facilities, people that run dangerous prisons, unless there are certain protocols followed. So let's start there. Let's start with the first suicide. And was that a hoax?
I wouldn't say a hoax, but then again, just like everything else that's surrounding this case since the beginning, is that there's a lack of information. There's nothing being shared until there's nothing to share, and that's exactly what they've been feeding us, is nothing, and expecting us to take it on faith that it's the truth, and that's the evidence that they have to support all their claims. So he tried to kill himself, or he was possibly attacked. No pictures of the wounds that were inflicted,
no
times, no accounts, no witness statements, no cellmate encounter, no guard testimony, no footage, nothing. Just, he appears to either have tried to commit suicide or harmed himself. No following statement. We're going to put him on suicide watch. Protocols involved in this, as far as like correctional facilities, from what I understand from talking to a couple people in corrections, is that suicide in these instances is a fairly normal instance, something that shouldn't be kind of like theorized that the possibility of something else, something more sinister, was afoot. But we're talking, not to go off Epstein, but we're talking about one of over 150 cases over the last 20 years of somebody suiciding.
Suiciding themselves.
Yes, not like what was the politician that shot himself twice in the back of the head?
Right.
Yeah. I'll pull that name up just for reference later. But
right.
That was another Clinton friend. I have a list of over 150 different instances, whether it's suicide by gun, choking, poison, car accident, plane wreck.
What are the statistics on that one?
No, they say that if you're a friend with a Clinton, you have a 936% higher chance of suicide than any other situation.
Unbelievable. Unreal. Well, let's talk about the authorities. They went immediately to his New York place of residence. And everybody said, well, what about the island? And they were like, yeah, well, we'll get to it when we get to it. Which left a lot of time for someone, or maybe a group of people, to dispose of everything that was there. And all you have to do is just throw it into the ocean.
They even ripped off parts of the structure that were known to exist prior to when the FBI raided, which took, 5 months?
Right.
And then 2 days after death, they decide they're going to, storm the beaches, like there's some major instance afoot. Like, it's all gone.
Well, But what was the holdup? What was like, yeah, we know, yeah.
This has been going on.
Yeah, there's an island of, alleged pedophilian sex slaves, and there's dungeons and things like that. But yeah, we'll get to it when we get to it. I mean, come on, let's get a Starbucks real quick. Let's chill out. What are we really going to find on an island of alleged pedophilia,
You got to remember that this is also the FBI, which is just ridiculous to me that they were the ones that waited this long. It's not ridiculous that they waited this long, seeing as how the FBI has treated the last 2 years of major caseloads. So what did we learn from Mueller?
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And what was he in charge of? Oh,
yeah, that's right, yeah, nothing.
And now we have William Barr, say what you will, like, I try and give the guy props, I'm definitely pro-Trump, but with recent instances, I have found myself standing at a major crossroads where William Barr is standing up now and saying that we will get to the bottom of this, and it's like, nobody has gotten to the bottom of this since he was arrested in 1997.
1997, when the first case came out of his personal aircraft called the Lolita Express.
And who released him? Who released him during those allegations and dropped it down to a misdemeanor? Acosta, a member of the Trump Organization who Trump personally appointed. So now we're taking somebody, Trump, who's had a known affiliation with Epstein for over 30 years. I mean, they're all billionaires, millionaires, so they all fall in that club. Of course, it's the cool kid thing to do.
Right.
And
right.
Trump was on those planes too. Trump went to that island too. Acosta released him, and Acosta was appointed by Trump. Barr was appointed by Trump.
It's like when you're a Mason, but you don't know the guy, you're going to say hi to him if you see the license plate. You know what I mean? I mean, it's pretty much that simple.
Yeah, and so what's the media's new narrative? So two mass shootings weren't enough to draw attention away. So now it's no major breaking news. This was breaking news today. And I just found I wanted to throw my phone against the wall. Breaking news in the Epstein case is that in his Manhattan apartment, they found a picture of Bill Clinton in a blue dress and red high heels, dressed up like Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office. Just like chilling in a very, like, what they call sensual and provocative manner. And it's like, it's a shout out to when he walked.
Right,
He committed perjury against the nation. He was notified and, like, being investigated for rape, possible multiple cases of rape. And he had the time and audacity to hang out with his Lolita buddy, his little child pedophile buddy, and have a portrait painted of him in the very dress that Monica Lewinsky was had investigated for semen stains.
Right. Ejaculate.
That's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Like, so that's breaking news. Like, that's Daily Wire, that's Washington Post breaking news, a picture of Bill Clinton in a dress. No actual information on the prince or the two senators that we know of that were there. What's the genius, the wheelchair died, passed away? Stephen Hawking.
Stephen
Hawking was even photographed at the island with young girls.
Are you serious? I did not know that.
Stephen Hawking was photographed.
Astrophysicist, there was a convention of astrophysicists at the island. And the conspiracy theory is that they were there to somehow find a way to harvest adrenochrome from these young girls by raping them and then killing them and then throwing them into the ocean.
Now, adrenochrome, explain that.
So adrenochrome is allegedly something that happens when you're at the highest part of fear, and it's a gland in your neck, your adrenal gland.
I know that, yes.
So they extract this, and this is alleged, this adrenochrome, and then you drink it like, I don't know, absinthe or anything else, and it gets you high, apparently.
Billionaires, they're in their own world.
Right.
Not natural.
So that was one of the conspiracy theories that were thrown out there. Cyril Wecht even brought this up.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about him. I think he needs to do an autopsy on Epstein.
I mean, I think we'll ever see an actual autopsy report.
No, because somebody is going to be paid to do that autopsy. So whoever does it is not going to release the information. But in my dream world, I would wish that Cyril Wecht would do an autopsy on Jeffrey Epstein.
I would love I mean, I would give somebody $200-$300 to tell me where they're going to put the body if they weren't going to cremate it. Because, you know, if it is actually him, they're going to cremate it to remove the evidence. But I'd love to know where they bury him. And I'd, like, charge Area 51, charge the Hillary, you know, like, foundation. Mm-hmm. I'd love to charge the cemetery with about 200-300 people, block everything from coming in to stop us, and dig the damn body up ourselves.
Right.
You know, because, like, this is ridiculous. I mean, we're talking about... This is one of the largest high-profile cases that our government, and possibly most, if not all, members of our government, if they didn't know about it, were involved in it, and nobody's doing anything.
Not just our government.
Oh,
the
right.
The British.
Yeah, Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
The British family, the royals.
The royals.
Yeah. 2,000 pages of names. 2,000 pages.
If he was in my jail, I would want him... connected and chained to my foot while I was outside his cell, because I would want to keep, he's such a high profile, and he committed molestation of children. And you know how those guys go in jail. People don't like them. So I would want him protected at all times.
Yeah.
And what did they say? They were sleeping today?
Oh, yeah, that was the report that they were sleeping. And
they were sleeping for hours.
Yeah, 3 hours prior.
Were they sleeping together in a jail cell, two guys?
So, like, if I'm the highest power, the highest authority of law in the United States, and, like, that's the story, the best story that can come up with, let's not forget that Epstein's lawyer team has also lawyered up to protect themselves from anybody investigating. And I imagine that's one, because now that he's dead, this is probably a loophole that somebody didn't think through, now that he's dead, there is no more client privilege. So anything that he told them, they are supposed to divulge. So they've lawyered up to protect that nonsense. But if I'm sitting in the highest power of law in our nation, I would come at these security guards and everybody involved in that establishment at that prison with the highest and utmost evil intent. I mean, conspiracy, treason. I would put them on 15-year watch. You're never going to have communication with the outside world again. In the end of it, we're going to either shoot you or hang you. Your options are that or talk right now. That's it.
I agree.
The American people are getting to the point where, like, so now we're, you know, I'm pro-Trump, but I'm leaning off Trump land now, because he's teaming up with other ridiculous right-wingers and other ridiculous left-wingers about these red flag laws. And, like, this is just another instance where they're going to try and hush us. And if one way they can't hush us, then they're going to make it so that if somebody just says, we don't like what you say, they'll make it illegal. And that's how they'll shut us up. We're going to take your guns. We're going to take your ability to argue. We're going to take the information that you deem to be necessary. We're going to strip you of all that. But you're still a citizen. Of what?
And that's a good question to end on. And when we come back, more of the oddities of the entire Epstein scenario, and some of the smoking guns that absolutely contradict what was shown to us. Right back after this. There's a lot of podcasts in the universe, and unfortunately, they didn't have you guys. Hey, Steel Plaza fans, you can show your support of the show in so many ways. Find us on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, or wherever you go to feel your Steel Plaza jag. Or even ask Alexa. Hey, Alexa, play Steel Plaza Podcast. Thank you for your support and for donating at www.paypal.me/Steel Plaza Podcast. Help us by donating so we can keep delivering to you the high quality entertainment that you deserve. That's www.paypal.me/Steel Plaza Podcast. Right back here on the Steel Plaza Podcast, this way to the egress of oddities that is the Epstein case, suicide, murder side, that's right. There was a lot of talk of the Clinton body count, and you, and Fran, you spoke of the gentleman that was shot in the head.
Vince Foster,
that was shot in the back of the head twice.
Yeah, reported once.
Reported once.
Yeah, but he shot himself in the back of the head twice. With a revolver, as far as I recall.
How do you physically, that's, I mean, really, that's pretty difficult.
Two shots, nonetheless. That's not the weirdest, though. I'm pretty sure on the list somewhere around number 50. Between 50 and 54, there was a guy that shot himself with two full clips in the face.
Well, let's take a look at the list here. Now, this is a message that began being forwarded via email in the mid-1990s of various Bill and Hillary Clinton associates alleged to have died under mysterious circumstances. This conspiracy theory continued to resurrect itself during the Hillary Clinton 2008 and 2016 presidential bids. The Clinton Deadpool is what they called it, the Clinton Deadpool. If you want to read that off for us, Rand.
We can start by number one, James McDougal. The Clintons convinced Whitewater partner that he died of an apparent heart attack while in solitary confinement. He was a key witness in Ken Starr's investigation.
Kenneth Starr, yeah.
Mary Mahoney, a former White House intern, was murdered July 1997 at a Starbucks coffee shop in Georgetown. The murder happened just after she was going to go public with her story of sexual harassment in the White House. We talked about Vince Foster.
It sounds like a coincidence. I don't know, but go ahead. Sounds really coincidental.
Paul Tooley, mm-hmm. Democratic National Committee political director, found dead in a hotel room in Little Rock, September 1992.
Isn't that where the Clintons are from?
Yes. Described by Clinton as a dear friend and trusted advisor.
Maybe he knew too much.
Or was it probably just a weird coincidence? I mean, things happen.
Yeah.
You know?
How many people are on the list, by the way, while we go through this top 10?
We can go all the way down to 54.
54 on this page?
Just on this page. Yeah. This is just this page.
That's crazy.
But we can go to...
Coincidentally, they all knew the Clintons.
Coincidentally.
It's probably just a coincidence.
I don't know the Clintons, and I haven't wanted to kill myself.
C. Victor Razor II. Razor was a major player in the Clinton fundraising organization, died in a private plane crash in July 1992. Do you see the dates here? Do you see the dates?
They all coincide with reasons to take media attention away from the main family.
Huh.
Ed Wiley, or Willie, it could be Willie or Wiley, Clinton fundraiser, found dead November 1993, deep in the woods of Virginia of a gunshot wound to the head, ruled a suicide. Ed Wiley died on the same day his wife, Catherine Wiley, claimed Bill Clinton groped her in the Oval Office in the White House.
Wait a minute, same day? That's a coincidence.
Do you think?
Ed
Wiley was involved in several Clinton fundraising events. There's also Jerry Parks, head of Clinton's gubernatorial security team in Little Rock. Little Rock again. We hear that again. Gunned down in his car at a deserted intersection outside Little Rock Parks. His son said that his father was building a dossier on Clinton. He allegedly threatened to reveal this information after he died. The files were mysteriously removed from his house.
Well, you know what? That's probably just gang violence.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Crips.
It was probably the Crips.
Little Rock.
It was probably MS-13, you know?
In Little Rock, in a deserted intersection. That sounds good. How about James Bunch?
Okay.
He died from a gunshot suicide. It was reported that he had a black book of people which contained names of influential people who visited prostitutes in Texas and Arkansas.
I don't know.
I don't know, Little Rock's in Arkansas. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, so...
That's a coincidence, probably. I mean, what was the black book? Was it the Bible? Because there's a lot of names in the Bible.
It's crazy to think, like, in the 90s, as a politician, like, the possibility, theoretical and conspiracy as it may sound, to kill someone over knowledge of you visiting prostitutes, you know, out of wedlock, or just, you know, to go against the ideology of your voter base. But, like, nowadays, that's pretty commonplace. We're just like, yeah, you know, grab her by the pussy, and like, that's
what
it is.
Yeah.
Just part of the patriarchy. Go men.
Which is disgusting, by the way. But there's also Florence Martin. She was an accountant and a subcontractor for the CIA.
and was related to the Barry Seal Mena, Arkansas, airport drug smuggling case. He died of 3 gunshot wounds.
Hmm. It's probably a coincidence, though.
Gandy
he probably fell on him.
Gandy Berg was an attorney for Clinton's friend Dan Lassiter.
Mm-hmm.
Died by jumping out a window of a tall building January 1994. Do we all see a theme here? Don't have to be a genius. His client was a convicted drug distributor.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, who hasn't ever, like, dreamed about jumping out of a window?
Not me.
Oh,
there's
well,
also,
I don't know. I just thought it was
coincidence. Well, you know, there's also Susan Coleman.
She
reportedly had an affair with Clinton when he was an Arkansas attorney general, excuse me. She died of a gunshot wound to the back of the head, ruled a suicide, was pregnant at the time of her death.
Well,
that's probably what led to it, though.
Because...
Was abortion legal there?
Maybe it wasn't. And then, like, who doesn't want to shoot themselves in the back of the head when you're pregnant and, you know, and just, oh, I don't want this kid, you know?
And there's Danny Casolaro. He was an investigative reporter, and he was investigating the Mena Airport and Arkansas Development Finance Authority. He slit his wrist, apparently, in the middle of his investigation.
Probably just, you know, clumsiness, you know what I mean? Buttering his bread.
I mean, to find evidence, he might have used the Ouija board, and maybe a demon did it.
Maybe a demon
maybe
did
a
it.
Demon.
It was
You only have to be 8 years old to use a Ouija board.
That's true. Was it Milton Bradley?
Yeah.
You know, made it. So.
How about another lady named Barbara Wise? She was a commerce department staffer.
Mm-hmm.
She worked closely with Ron Brown and John Huang. Cause of death unknown. Died November 29th, 1996. Her bruised, naked body was found locked in her office at the Department of Commerce.
Okay, well, let's not jump to conclusions. I mean, that's an easy thing to do when, you know, you're going through a mental breakdown. You want to get nude. You want to punch yourself in the face. You know, you want to lock yourself in the office. Do a little flash dance. You know what I mean? You know, spin around the floor. Maybe you could have just maybe hit your head. Who knows?
Who knows? I don't know. This is an interesting one. Johnny Larson Jr. He was just a mechanic. He found a check made out to Bill Clinton in the trunk of a car left at his repair shop.
Mm-hmm.
He was found dead after his car had hit a utility pole.
A mechanic wrecked his car into a utility pole. After he found a check. You know what? Here it was. He was so
made
excited.
Made out by Bill Clinton.
He was so excited he found an artifact that he kept looking at the check. And he smashed into the utility pole, and he smashed his head through the fucking windshield because he was so excited, and he accidentally died.
See, in the 90s, money was the cell phone of the day.
Right.
You know, so like you had to like count
true.
Your money while you drove, because if
true.
You pulled it out in public, you could get dropped. You know, you could get robbed.
You could get robbed or suicided.
By my count, we were looking at, what, 16 aircraft crashes?
Right.
Yes.
We're looking at 20 suicide attempts, 22 bodyguards and escorts dead. We got 56 law enforcement and military dead.
Mm.
We've got 8 news reporters, 7 women, escorts or other.
All coincidence.
No, we've got 5 fundraising committee members. We've got 13 lawyers. We got 23 witnesses. What they say witnesses, meaning they had some kind of information, and those numbers are separate from the numbers previously listed. We've got 5 doctors, and we've got 11 political staff. And counting.
And counting. So here we are. So that's this crazy conspiracy that everybody's talking about.
Let
you know?
Me just bring up these two men, Kevin Ives and Don Henry. Known as the Boys on the Track case. The report said the boys may have stumbled upon the Mena, Arkansas airport drug operation. It's a very controversial case. The initial report of death said, due to falling asleep on the railroad tracks. That was the initial death report.
Yeah, but who hasn't done that?
Later reports claim the two boys have been slain before placed on the tracks. Many link the case And it died before the testimony. They died before the testimony could come before a grand jury. So,
and
like,
that right there is the biggest coincidence of most of any Clinton investigation, is that right before there's a possibility of testimony, there's a possibility of evidence, there's a possibility of someone going in front of a judge and leaving a statement, they die.
I don't know, guys. Like, all of this just is easily explainable. It's an easy coincidence. I mean, the guy that slit his wrists. I mean, how many times have you been making a sandwich and you accidentally slit your wrist? I mean, thousands of times.
Because you were making a Clinton sandwich and you just, like, you know, it was accidental.
Can you
pass
the Lewinsky?
Yeah, please.
Did you guys happen to, not to bring a little bit more lightness to it, but did you guys happen to see the Monica Lewinsky bit recently? How she's now suing to make more money off for her. She's suing the White House for not pressing charges earlier. This is the only woman in history that figured out the primary hustle of how to be a hooker. Like, you suck a dick so good that you make money for 50 years on it.
Yeah, but she, you know what? She looks great now. She does.
I imagine
she lost
all that,
you know,
book,
like,
money.
Yeah,
and
she lost all that weight.
Press.
Her face is just, it's glowing, you know, everywhere.
Okay, guys.
Like, somebody dumped a jar of Hellman's over her head.
Okay.
Is it okay to shame hooker culture?
No, you know what? They're,
people have problems.
They call themselves sex workers, so, you know, you can't.
Well,
really,
you don't know.
What do they do when they're under 14?
Oh, well, I guess
they
that's
go to
work for
they
Epstein.
Go to,
they work for Epstein.
Yeah, I was gonna say they go for Epstein.
So are they gonna investigate the madam, like his ex girlfriend?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, good question, and let's find out right back after this.
Indie rock mavens The Wire Riot back on the scene with their upcoming full length album You'll Be Okay. Head over to www.thewireriots.com to pick up their full catalog. And for all your Riot gear needs and merch, www.tonethreads.com/thewireriots. Graphics that are printed using state-of-the-art printers with eco-friendly water-based inks that won't fade in the wash and will last virtually forever. All sizes available in men's, women's, and unisex. I'm wearing mine right now. I obviously went with the TWR sigil symbol. www.tonethreads.com/thewireriots.
Right back here on the wild, wacky world of news with the Epstein conundrum, I guess we could call it. Guard switch outs. Guards that weren't guards. Cameras going out. Guys falling asleep. They got rid of one of the inmates. They got rid of his cellmate. A lot of things happened that normally shouldn't happen. I am joined today by political commentator Fran Petrowski and comedian Ryan Rose. Fran, tell me a little bit about what's going on in your mind with a lot of these inconsistencies.
As you stated earlier, it sounds a lot of there's a lot of easy connections to be made, and they all point to this massive pile of political bullshit. And it smells so bad that you can gag from coast to coast on it. So whether they were switched out, whether they fell asleep, whether they were understaffed and overworked, the fact of the matter is this is one of the most high-profile key witnesses they could have ever had in their hands. And it just shows, like, either one, there was a total lack of ability and concern for the safety of this witness and the judicial system as a whole, or two, it's total bullshit. Like, a coincidence is one thing. One instance happening out of a million, that's a coincidence. Two, okay, we'll say it's a far reach, but, like, how many things could possibly go wrong at the exact same time? There's no cameras facing the cell. None of the cameras from the entrance up to his cell block were functioning. The guards were understaffed and overworked. The guards were switched out. The guards were asleep 3 hours prior. Nobody checked on. They weren't following protocols. The inmate being moved out, he was on suicide watch. He was off suicide watch. His lawyer had him removed from suicide watch the day before. He was off suicide watch 11 days prior. If anybody could actually do some real news reporting and stop just breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, here it is, shoving it down our throats. This is what we know. This is what we know. This is what we know. You don't fucking know anything. There's no, you're not releasing breaking news. You're releasing breaking thought. Breaking thought is nothing more than your own derangement.
Was he in a dog yard? I mean, there's more supervision in a dog park.
Why was he not in a Supermax? Like, right. From day one, why was he not in a Supermax?
Why don't we just start calling it breaking speculation? Breaking wild speculation.
It's time to suicide, Jesse. Like, fuck.
Unreal.
Coincidence is one thing, but when you have so many coincidences at one time, there's no way that most of the American body at this point can be wrong. Oh, right, left, libertarian, bipartisan, it doesn't matter. Everybody agrees he did not kill himself.
As Americans, 100% in agreement that this was not a suicide.
And they're just going to make us eat it. They're just going to make us be like, well, you're a citizen, and we have the power. And this is what? Within the same week as two national shooting events.
Mass shootings, that's right.
We're going to talk about taking defense away from citizens. We're going to talk about red flag laws and pushing the agenda so that you can't say mean things that people don't like. And at the same time, we're going to conceal information and truth in the judicial system. And then you're going to ask people that have the right to bear arms and want to defend themselves, why don't I want to give you my weapons? Because you do shit like this. Because
you're lying to us.
You suspect me. Here, let me take every ounce of my being. Let me take every fiber of myself that knows that you're so full of shit, I can smell it through my own asshole into my own brain. It just bypasses my nose. It just goes right to my receptors in my brain. That's what shit smells like at a genetic level. Interesting. And you're going to say, disarm yourself because you can trust us. How?
whoa. What about the federal gun buyback system? That sounds cool, right?
Yeah, whatever, Beto.
They'll just pay me for all the firearms that I give them.
Right. And then who still has the firearms at that point?
The bad guys.
And the government.
The government.
Oh, dang it.
People are like, well, you know, that was written for people that had muzzle loaders to what? What was it for muzzleloaders at the time? That was the highest invention we had. We didn't have reciprocating weapons. We didn't have bored out rifles. So what was it against? It wasn't against foreign domestic terrorism or infiltrators or enemy combatants. It was to defend yourself, your home, against a tyrannical government. This is the very means, this is the very explanation, the very definition of a tyrannical government. They are literally feeding us whatever. This is the Epstein case is the proverbial Soylent Green of our day.
Right.
We just ground this man up, eat it.
What about the news media, how they're being fed?
They're feeding us. They're sweeping it under the rug, because guess what? It's NFL season, so guess what? Oh, Antonio Brown doesn't like his helmet, or what's his name?
Kaepernick. He's still, you know, it's 900 days out, and you know he's still willing to play.
Oh, he's not still kneeling.
Well, he's kneeling against injustice and slavery in America.
Oh, okay.
But remember, his largest supporter is Nike, who has child slaves in China making the very products that endorse slavery in America.
Ironic.
So it's a great time to sweep
that's
this
crazy.
Under the rug and forget about the Epstein thing, people. Just forget about it. NFL season starting.
Let's put some actors and actresses and read about their lives.
We got the Academy Awards coming up. You know, who knows what's going to happen on America's Got Talent, you know? We gotta pay attention to that shit.
Who won The Voice, Adam?
I don't know. Yeah.
Give up on conspiracy theory, guys. There's real news. How did Joe Biden put it? You know, we don't want truth. We want truth, not facts. which means that we just want to sell you what we believe, regardless of what it actually means.
Truth.
Yeah.
Not facts.
Right, right.
But, you know, I think Joe Biden's got a real chance this time around, now that he's got dick sweat in his pocket.
That's a fact.
You know, if you can be endorsed by Dick Sweat,
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, how can you not win?
Mm.
I wish I was endorsed by Dick Sweat. I just end up with, like, chafing.
Right.
So, why aren't we allowed to see the body of Epstein?
They showed one small picture of him being wheeled out with his face, but they cut the neck off, so you can't see the ligature marks. And like, I want to see if there's handprints. I want to see, because if somebody chokes somebody, there is specific bruising.
I mean, even if he strangled himself. Like, they're saying now that he tied something to his doorknob and kneeled, you know, like how Chris Cornell had died. You know,
there's
like,
no doorknobs.
There's nothing in the ceilings either. It's a concrete block.
There's also, but even on the gates, they're not very high. I mean, did he run and jump and just... I mean, it makes no sense.
Well, let's hold on a second. Let's think about this logically. Perhaps he was 3 feet tall.
He's a very tall man.
Over
and that's,
6 foot.
And that's,
oh, well, then
that's
okay.
what I have
I thought
a problem
maybe he was 3 feet tall. That's probably what happened.
He is so tall that it's not physically possible. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not physically possible because I don't have that expertise, but it's unlikely.
So it's unlikely that Jeffrey Epstein was a master of subterfuge and knew how to kill an individual with wafer-thin paper. You're saying that's impossible?
I would say that's impossible.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I tend to think that maybe he was. Maybe he was trained in the dark arts. Maybe he killed himself with magic.
I mean, it depends. Depending on the brand of toilet paper, I know some one ply that's pretty notorious as being a salt ply.
Yeah,
like,
a salt ply
yeah,
toilet
salt
paper.
Yeah, salt ply. Like, you know, you get that single sheet, how they tell you in the military, you just fold it over and keep using it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's some types of like single ply toilet paper that just goes semi-automatic or not. That is a salt paper.
Yeah,
like,
it depends on how you
did
tie
he have
it.
Sheet?
Yeah.
Did he have sheets? So they're saying, you know, just explain to me. I didn't hear this. Did they say he used his sheet or he used toilet paper?
Oh, no. They didn't. That's the other issue.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's...
Well, he hanged himself. With what? Well, he hanged himself. This is like the South Park situation with the gnomes and the socks. You know, step one, steal underpants. Step two, step three, profit. But what's step two? Step one, steal underpants. Step two, step three, profit. You know, like,
yeah. There was no step two to this.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how he did it. He did it.
He
just believe us.
He simply did it.
We're the media. Have we ever lied to you before?
He just simply did it. CNN says they have the 2,000-page document, but you're not allowed to read it because you'll go to jail, they said. And I quote, CNN said, if you read this, you'll go to jail, so we have to tell you what we're allowed to as we get the information.
CNN, this is also, you know, home of a reporter that says he's a journalist and then also he has to take a private stance where his views are what he's trying to broadcast in his journalism. And that's not journalism. That's opinion. That's an article writer.
Right.
You know,
right,
like,
right.
Just stick to Tinder, my man.
Right. So, will we ever find out how Jeffrey Epstein actually died, Ryan?
I think that the depths of this have been so deep. Somebody is involved that has a lot of money and a lot of power, didn't want those documents out, could have harmed them, wanted to harm him, and wanted to kill it off before it started and it hurt them. And I am appalled by the whole thing. I mean, Epstein was a disgusting man, but he didn't deserve to die like that because he was being shut up.
Fran, thoughts?
I mean, I would have let the man on fire myself.
Yeah,
and
I would have done
just
the
sat
same
back
thing.
And watched him burn. And
yeah, that
was off his torched ass.
Will we ever find out how he actually died,
No, and that's not even the worst part. Is like even if I never actually got verbatim evidence, like this is exactly what happened. If I ever got to see a video to show of him like killing himself, just to put it all to rest.
Well, there is no video. The camera's broke.
Right. The real issue is not if I'll ever know if Epstein really killed himself or if he was murdered. The real issue is anyone that was associated with him ever going to come to justice? And that's the real problem and the only thing that the media is not talking about. It's all revolving, is Epstein a conspiracy? Did Epstein kill himself? Was Epstein murdered? Not how many hundreds of thousands of young girls and boys over the last 30 years have been molested by the world's most rich and powerful, and none of them will ever face consequence.
And those ones that were drained of their adrenal gland, raped, murdered, thrown into the dungeons on his private island, all the evidence is now gone. Dead men do not tell tales. Until next time, right back here on the Steel Plaza Podcast.